Free Presbyterian Church has several works in Australia. In South Australia, there are congregations in Port Lincoln and Locke, along with an outreach in Alliston. There is a congregation in Perth, Western Australia, and also in Kingston, Tasmania.
Tasmania is an Australian island and state that lies to the south of mainland Australia. They are separated by the Bass Strait. It is the 26th largest island in the world. The state of Tasmania has an estimated population of 500,000 people, with almost half located in the Greater Hobart area. The state capital and largest city. The island covers 62,409 square kilometres, or 24,096 square miles. Almost 37% of Tasmania is a reserve, national parks and World Heritage sites. The state is named after Dutch explorer Abel Tasman, who made the first reported European sighting of the island on the 24th of November 1642. He's named the island Anthony van Diemen's Land after his sponsor. The name was later shortened to Van Diemen's Land by the British. It was officially renamed to Tasmania in honour of Abel Tasman on the 1st of January 1856. The early settlers were mostly convicts and their military guards, with the task of developing agriculture and other industries. Numerous other convict-based settlements were made in Van Diemen's Land, including secondary prisons such as Port Arthur in the southeast and Macquarie Harbour on the west coast. Van Diemen's Land was proclaimed a separate colony from New South Wales, with its own judicial establishment and legislative council on the 3rd of December 1825. Tasmania has a cool, temperate climate with four distinct seasons. Summer stretches from December to February. The winter months are between June and July, and are generally the wettest and coolest months in the state. Most high-lying areas receive considerable snowfall. Spring is generally the windiest time of the year, with afternoon sea breezes starting to affect the coast. Tasmania has extremely diverse vegetation, from the heavily grazed grassland of the dry Midlands to the tall evergreen eucalypt forests, alpine heatherlands, and large areas of cool temperate rainforests and moorlands in the rest of the state. Tasmania is home to some of the tallest and oldest trees in the world, while individual Ewan pines are believed to be more than 2,000 years old. The island of Tasmania was home to the Tasmanian tiger, a marsupial which resembles a wild dog. Owing to persecution by farmers, government-funded bounty hunters, and in the final years collectors for overseas museums, it appears to have been exterminated in Tasmania. The last known animal died in captivity in 1936. The Tasmanian devil is a carnivorous marsupial found only on the island of Tasmania. It is the size of a small dog, but is stocky and muscular, and is characterized by black fur with white pouch patches. It has a loud and disturbing screech-like owl, and it is predominantly a scavenger. Another native is the quoll. There are kangaroos and wallabies in abundance. Moving on to Kingston, the suburb of Kingborough and town of Kingston lie on the outskirts of the state capital, Hobart, nestled 15 kilometres south of the city, between and around several hills. It is one of the fastest growing regions in Tasmania. In 1804, the botanist Robert Brown visited the area. Brown's river that runs from Mount Wellington to the Kingston Beach is named after him. Kingston has close ties with the Dutch community, where after 1950 many post-war immigrants moved to Kingston. Kingston is home to the headquarters of the Australian Antarctic Division. It is also the home of Kingston Free Presbyterian Church.
The church began in the summer of 2003 when a handful of inquisitive folk met together in a rented room in Kingston. We had heard about a wonderfully gifted young preacher newly arrived from Northern Ireland, and when we witnessed his gifts, we were not disappointed. Listening to the Reverend Mark Peden preach was like water to the soul of a thirsty man.
The Lord blessed the work through the Reverend Mark Peden, in whose early days and added to the numbers here, drawing in the people from around the community of Kingston. The work progressed until the minister became ill and had to withdraw his services because of this. That is the position we now find ourselves, without a minister.
Soon after regular worship services commenced, a Sunday school was set up, consisting mainly of Pedens. Not too long afterwards, a tired old building, which once had been a thriving church, was purchased, and restoration work began. Much of this work was voluntary, and many were the generous gifts of time and materials received. The work was completed about a year later, and what a thrill it was to see this building full. On the opening day, a delegation from Presbytery was present, as well as many guests and representatives from other supporting churches.
But it is a great delight and joy to bring greetings from the General Presbytery of the Free Presbyterian Churches, which includes, of course, our congregations in the island of Ireland, in the mainland. We have churches in Scotland, England, and in Wales, also in North America, Canada, and the States, and Spain, missionary outreaches, Kenya, and of course here in Australia. A short letter from our presbytery. Greetings in the Saviour's precious name. The General Presbytery of the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster rejoices in the Lord's blessing upon the Reverend Mark Peden's ministry and your stand for the Lord in Tasmania. Now please receive this gift as a token of our love and assure you that we are remembering the witnesses in Tasmania at the throne of grace. It does give me great pleasure in the great name and only King and Head of the Church, the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the authority given to me by our General Presbytery of the Free Presbyterian Church, to declare this building officially open for the preaching of the Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the expounding of the Scriptures of truth, for the exaltation of the only Saviour of man, the Lord Jesus Christ, for the encouragement of saints as they go through the wilderness of this life, and for the exhortation of sinners that they may come to know the only Saviour.
A much-needed Sunday school room was added later that year, also built by volunteers, with many donations of time and materials. In May 2009, our first elder, Mr. Noel Clydesdale, was ordained.
Mr. Noel Clydesdale, having answered the prescribed questions, will now sign the following. I believe the Westminster Confession and the Articles of Faith of the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster to be founded on and agreeable to the Word of God, and as such, I subscribe them as the confession of my faith. We will now proceed to the act of ordination, and I'll call my brethren to come together in the pulpit at this time. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the great head and sole King of the Church, and by that authority which is given to the Church for its edification, we do ordain you and install you to the office of elder in this congregation. For this purpose, may the blessing of God rest upon you, and the Spirit of God fill your heart. Amen.
There are two evangelical services held here each Lord's Day and take place at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. in the afternoon. Prayer meetings are held before both services, and the congregation are encouraged to attend these. The services are worshipful and reverent towards Almighty God, where only prayers, praise, and the Word of God is read and expounded upon.
The congregational prayer meeting and Bible study takes place each Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. There is a faithful group of people who come to seek the Lord in prayer, laying before the Lord the needs of the congregation, the work of the Free Presbyterian Church in Australia and worldwide, and other faithful workers for Christ. It is also a time when prayer is offered for those who do not know Jesus as their Saviour, that the Word of God would be effectually applied to their heart, and that they would be saved by God's grace. The elderly and the sick are also faithfully brought before the throne of grace.
Sunday school is held at 9:15, 3/4 hour before the morning services, to allow both children and Sunday school teachers to attend the worship service after the classes.
Okay. John chapter 3, verses 1-7 and 16-17. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not at that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved.
There is also a women's Bible study and time of prayer held every other Friday at 10 a.m. This study is open to all women who wish to come. It is overseen by the office bearers.
Over a year ago, a ladies' Bible study and prayer meeting began in the Sunday school room. There are 8 to 10 ladies attending these. Mostly come from the Kingston congregation, but we have had non-believers and women from other denominations as well. The meeting is held once a fortnight on Friday at 10 o'clock in the morning. The study we use is called the inductive method. What is it and what will it do for us? First, it will help us to share what we have discovered for ourselves and encourage each other. Second, it will help us to study the Bible in a way that is exciting. The ladies are all given the same part of Scripture to read and pray over at home for the 2 weeks. When we come together, most of us have done our homework, hopefully, which is finding out what is the subject, the key verse, the key person, and 5 facts, which leads to a main lesson and a prayer. This is encouraging the ladies who participate to read their Bible and find out what it is saying and how to apply it to their lives. At present, we are making our way through Genesis and are being truly blessed by studying God's Word. We would ask you to pray for this little gathering of women, that we would learn how to be like the woman in Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10-31.
Sermons preached in Kingston are posted on sermonaudio.com. There are at least 1,500 downloads each month, and on occasions the number is much higher than this. In August of 2009, Kingston Free Presbyterian Church broke the 50,000 sermon download mark. Each month there are downloads from the United States of America, Canada, China, the UK, Australia, along with many other countries. Recently, a new outreach website was launched, www.kingstonfpc.blogspot.com. This site carries evangelical material. Central to this is 4 5-minute messages dealing with the subjects of what is sin, who is Jesus, what is the gospel, and saved? This website will be on outreach material distributed by the church, and it is envisaged that those with access to the internet will listen to these simple and straightforward gospel messages. Today it seems that one of the most taboo religious subjects is that of sin. The whole concept of sin has been trivialised, mocked, dismissed as old-fashioned, and often rejected. Because of this, there is a real lack of understanding as to what sin is. Perhaps the simplest and most straightforward explanation for sin is found in the Bible. In the New Testament book of 1 John, chapter 3 and the verse 4, we there learn, sin is a transgression of the law. Sin has also been described as any want of conformity unto or transgression of the law of God. Remember what we are told of Christ in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 20 and the verse 28, that he, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, came to give his life a ransom for many. And at the commencement of Matthew's Gospel in the first chapter, in the verse 21, we learn there, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Towards the middle of 2006, Reverend Peden's health took a turn for the worse. Finding it more and more difficult to fulfil his role as minister, he finally stood aside.
Through the help of the mission board, faithful men of Ulster have left those shores and helped us here. So the word of God has been preached, Lord's Day by Lord's Day, even in peculiar circumstances.
And to date, we have had at least 18 guest preachers for various length of time, and also several local men who have assisted us by preaching the word.
I thank each and every one of those men and their good wives.
The committee is grateful for the commitment to the work shown by the members. Also, we are blessed financially by having cheerful givers. During our time, we have had 4 baptisms, a wedding, and no funerals. We are thankful to God for his goodness to us. In our relatively short existence, we have experienced times of great joy and deep sadness, much growth and then a falling away, optimism and discouragement.
What of the future? We have seen through the short life of this church the hand of the Lord leading and directing the work here in Kingston by the way in which he has blessed us in so many ways and on so many occasions. So by these blessings we perceive that the work is to continue on. Our immediate need is for the people of the Free Presbyterian Church to pray, first of all, that the Lord God will lay it on the heart of a God-fearing minister to come and oversee the work of the Lord here in Kingston. Second, for the people of the congregation to take a more active role in serving God in the working of the church and the reaching into the community to lost souls. For them to be able to become office bearers and serve God and the church in that way.
As we contemplate the past, and as we may face uncertain days ahead, we do give thanks to God for leading us this far, and surrender ourselves to his good and perfect will. We pray that we might be patient, positive and prayerful in the days ahead. Please remember in your prayers to ask God to bless this little work in Kingston, Tasmania, that it may bear much fruit and win souls for his kingdom.
We would ask anyone who sees this DVD to pray for all the ongoing work of the church here and for the things that I have mentioned that we need for the future, so that we may press on with the work of the Lord in this part of the world. I believe God has allowed us to establish a foothold here in Tasmania and in other parts of Australia that might become a mighty fortress for God's kingdom.